First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 to 28. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonishes you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. But always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who calls you and faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. For those of you who may not be aware, Thursday of this week is Thanksgiving. Just don't want anyone to panic. Just want you to know, if you haven't put your turkey out of the freezer and into your fridge, you're behind the curve. A lot of things that I've learned growing up because of having siblings that are older than me. I have a sister that's 14 years older than me, who decided when she got married, she wanted to do Thanksgiving for the family. I love Sherry, more or less. More or less. That's true. Sherry would never listen to me preach, so I'm good. She's not a wonderful cook. The first Thanksgiving we went to her house, Mom was asking her about the stuffing. Oh, she said, I didn't have to buy any. There was stuff already in it. I didn't have any turkey that year. The next year, she took that out. Yay for her. She does learn from her mistakes. She just makes new ones. We're watching. She made a really nice little vegetable tray, and we were eating curry dip. It was really great. We're watching football. And all of a sudden, I hear my sister crying. And my mom goes up to see what's going on. And she's so upset because the turkey she bought has no breast. She baked it upside down. But I will tell you, it was the moistest turkey breast I've ever had. Not necessarily a bad thing to remember. What my sister really needed to learn was in every situation, to give thanks, because you know, there were times when she was not very happy at Thanksgiving times. But we all have those times, right? It's not just at Thanksgiving. We have times when things don't go the way we plan. What Scripture tells us here, every situation, that means when things are going great, when things are going good, when things are going fair, when things are going poor, when things are going crappy, give thanks. Yeah, I said that in church. I'll get in trouble for my wife later. Anyway, I could already hear a cringe when it came out. All situations. Now, this passage gives us a couple of things that I think is important. First, it tells us about others. It says things that we should do for other people. Warn the disorderly. Comfort the discouraged. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Even your pastor when he says things you don't like. I was pointing at my wife for those of you on the internet. Okay. But those are things we're supposed to be willing and able and should be doing for other people. But what I find more important is what it says to each of us that we should be doing for ourselves. Number one, rejoice always. How many of you have ever tried to make a souffle? Y'all smarter than y'all look. Okay. I haven't either. It's like I only hear really bad stories about it. But if you're trying to make one and someone walks too hard across the kitchen floor or breathes too heavy, they tend to mess up. And when that messes up, we still need to be willing to rejoice. We need to rejoice when good things happen. Grandbabies. We need to rejoice when grandbabies get dropped off at your house and maybe need changed. Rejoice that they work. Rejoice always. That's hard for some of us. When things are going good, we're good at being happy, most of us. But when things aren't going so good, we don't tend to rejoice. We tend to get grumpy. Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at me too, but I don't know anyone that is really good at having a bad day and rejoicing. If you are, then you've had way too many bad days and we need to pray for you. Second thing it says is pray continually. Good advice, because if we're going to rejoice in the bad times, we better be praying. Because if we aren't praying, we aren't going to be able to rejoice in those less than perfect times. Because sometimes our mistakes turn out great. We have a dish at our Thanksgiving meal every year now that grew out of a mistake. Mistake is a strong word. I was making dressing and I had too much to fit in the loaf pans. So I had to use muffin pans. So now I only make them in muffin pans because everyone loves them, because they're individually portioned out and they all get crispy. Everyone gets crispy and juicy. So, hey, when bad things we think are bad happen, sometimes we can make good out of it. It's okay. So rejoice always, pray continually. And we're going to skip the third one because we'll come back to it. Hang on to the good. Now, I used to misquote this because it's also in Romans 12:9 where it says cling to the good. So I come up to, when I was in high school, I admit, I'd come up and go, are you good?
Yep.
If she was cute, and then I'd cling to her because I was being biblical.
I could get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, the 70s was a different lifetime. We could get away with that. Today, not so much. So hang on to the good and avoid any kind of evil, which is probably what I should have been doing when I was misusing scripture. But the third one in that list of five is the one I want to bring up, because that's where it says, give thanks in every situation. I don't know what's going on in your guys' lives right now. I don't have a clue. God does. But whatever's going on, there's nothing more than God can help you with. There's no reason for us to get down and depressed about what's going on, because God is in control. Amy mentioned in Sunday school today that, you know, she's cried, but not as much as she thought she would after her dad died. And why? Because she knows he's in a better place, that he's happy, and she's going to see him again. You know, the tears that she shed were not as much for him as much for her, because she's going to miss him. Of course, after last night, he's probably rolling over his grave after that OSU game last night. But see, because of Christ in our lives, because we need to be thankful in everything, we can be thankful even in times that are tough, because we're going to go through them. How many of you have been married at least 5 years? How many of you have had any problems in those 5 years with your spouse?